This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here. Open phones at 603-283-6160. In the studio is Ian
and Arya.
603-283-6160. So, coming up here, we're entering the third hour, and another update on what's happening in Washington, D.C., where 20,000 National Guard troops are, not all of them are there yet, but that's what is expected. In fact, they ordered 30,000, so they're expecting at least 20,000 to show up there in D.C. by the inauguration, and what looks like a large number are already present, sleeping in the Capitol building.
Yeah, and I think you're correct. Adam Kokesh makes one of the best points about this, mm-hmm. is that the military is so inept that they couldn't even provide these people with basic sleeping bags.
Right. So, and Adam Kokesh, former military member himself, so he's coming from that perspective. If you want to join us, 603-283-6160, we're going to go back to your calls, and we'll give you an update on what's happening. But I remembered, I spaced out right before the end of the last segment, and we were talking about the hypocrisy of the right and the left, and how, you know, first the right-wingers are against the left-wing people that are having protests, because it's quote-unquote violent, even though the majority of them were completely peaceful. And then now, and then, of course, the right-wingers at the time were pro-police. Well, now the right-wing is turning against the cops, and good for them, but Now the right wing supporting protests and against the cops, and now the left wing is against the protests and for the cops. And you have the same behavior coming from...
Is consistency from people just
too
that much,
much
to
ask? Yeah. And so then I pointed out, we were talking about how, like, it wasn't just this. This has been going on for a long time. So you can go back over the last two decades, for instance, and look at the left wing and their anti-war left during George Bush. They disappeared during Barack Obama, and you made the point that they didn't come back during Trump. And that's where I spaced on what I was going to say. And then I remembered, right after we ended the segment, that what I wanted to say was... The anti-war left, or the left in general, because like the left in general sort of has this sort of demeanor of we're less against war, even though it's, there's no real evidence for it. The left-wing politicians are just as warmongery as their right-wing counterparts.
If not more so.
Yeah.
Because they don't get held accountable.
Well, and then here's what happened during Trump. Was Trump, even though, yes, he did drop some bombs, you know, quite a few, and killed some innocent people, no doubt about it. I'm not going to take that away from him. But he actually did remove some troops from some of the places they were stationed.
And he did not start any new wars.
And he actually went to Kim Jong-un and had meetings with the attempt to actually try to broker some peace between South and North Korea, which had never happened in the history of every president since the formation of North Korea. So Trump actually deserves some credit for doing at least a little bit of some semi-anti-war things. Compared to his predecessors, he actually did more kind of anti-war things. That's the best I can say. But my point was going to be the left wing criticized him for this.
They did.
Every time Trump pulled troops out of Afghanistan or Syria or wherever he pulled troops out of, the left wing was like, "Wah! The terrorists are going to take over. Oh, my God. Trump's supporting Al-Qaeda by removing the troops. We can't pull troops out. We need to show strength. Peace through strength, just like the Republicans said for years."
Trump also banned trans people from serving in the military, mm-hmm. and that was one of the best things an American president has ever done for trans people.
To keep them from dying at the hands of politicians?
Yes, and it made the left very unhappy, and I don't understand why. You're supposed to be opposed to war, first of all,
well,
because
not.
You're on the left.
Yeah, they're not.
And you're supposed to be anti-war.
And they're not.
Why would they be upset about this? It means that less trans people are going to die serving the interests of oil companies.
But that's the thing.
And Halliburton.
That's what the point I was making. Is like, not only did the anti-war left not come back, they went more pro-war under Trump. So rather than, you know, saying, oh, Trump is not going far enough, Trump is not anti-war enough, they said, whoa, we're pro-war now, because Trump is anti-war, at least seems more anti-war than any previous president in the last 20, you know, plus years or whatever. So therefore, now we're pro-war. We're now the pro-war left unabashedly. And that's what they've been saying. It's crazy.
I think that's a. I think that's probably going to prove to be a factually correct statement that Trump is, mm-hmm. in fact, the most pro-peace president that we've had probably in my lifetime.
He'll probably be the most pro-peace president because, you know, how much longer does the American government have left?
It can't have long. Not the way they're destroying the currency.
Because if the left has been chanting for war during Trump, well, Biden's going to give it to him.
Yeah.
Right? And then they're going to totally back Biden when Biden, you know, let's say Trump removed, what was it, a few thousand troops from Afghanistan during December. He was making some headlines for that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say Biden gets into office and moves them all back. Then the left will be really happy about that.
And he may very well do exactly that.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe more, maybe worse. Maybe put the troops to, you know, whatever other purposes.
The left has been wanting war with Russia since the Hillary campaign. Mm-hmm. Hillary made that exceptionally clear. The part I missed during the 2016 campaign was that Trump was every bit as antagonistic toward China as Hillary was
towards
Russia.
Let's go to Vernon. He's in Louisiana. Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
So I had an interesting conversation the other day with somebody. They said that libertarians should be celebrating with the social media companies and all these businesses that are cutting ties with Trump because they're doing it at the private sector versus the government forcing them to do that. And I want to get your thoughts on that because I thought that was very interesting.
Well, I mean, there's a difference between celebrating and saying that's their right, right? So, like, when a company makes a decision that I don't agree with, I don't celebrate them making a decision I don't agree with. I say, well, I'm going to cut my ties with that company if I feel like what they've done is, you know, egregious enough. And I will speak out about that company, but I will acknowledge that it was their right to make the choice that they made. And there are some people who want to use the government to force these companies to behave in a certain way, and I don't agree with that. I think that's a very, very dangerous path.
So the companies then forcing Trump off social media, they're cutting ties with him, with his hotels, all this other stuff. Do you feel like it's being forced by the government, or do you feel like it's something they're voluntarily doing?
Oh, they're doing
because
it because they want to appease the government. They're doing it because they're good
little
corporate citizens.
That's why I'm not connecting. How is the government wanting them to be, like, how do they want to appease the government? That's because I haven't heard anything
the
of the government trying to force them to do that.
They're not being forced. They're appeasing.
Oh, Facebook and Twitter and Google have been in front of Congress repeatedly throughout the last years over the content that they allow on their platforms, mm-hmm. including people, you know, calling for violence or whatever. So the government has absolutely been demanding that these companies undertake these sorts of actions.
Yeah, but they're appeasers either way, Ari. I mean, you're not wrong about that. But these companies exist to serve the state. Okay, they were created originally to just, you know, let people post on the internet, but they become so large that they are now, as you pointed out, they're involved in lobbying efforts and they're being, you know, questioned and talked to and prodded by the state, and so they're you know, they've got to play the games the way they see it, and if they want to have the state, you know, not messing with them or whatever, they have to appease. And so most companies will saddle up and start paying off politicians and
it's just like Coinbase seeking regulations on cryptocurrency. Whether Twitter and Facebook and YouTube like it or not, we will this year see regulations change about how these social media companies have to manage the content on their platforms. It's going to happen this year.
And these guys want to write them. So
yes.
That's what they do, these things. They
want to say, see, this is the kind of thing we want to do. We want to keep Orange Man and people like him off, and the Congress people will go, okay, well, we'll pass your legislation then.
Yeah, they cozy up to the state. Whether it's the Republicans or Democrats who are in charge, it doesn't matter. These corporations, they cozy up to the state because, like you said, they can see that the writing's on the wall of potential legislation, and they want to be able to write it. Same reason why Uber writes the legislation that regulates the ride-sharing industry.
Well, that makes total sense to me, and I thank you all for connecting the dots there, because every time I hear you all complaining about, you know, these companies kicking them off, I feel like you all are railing against private industry, but it's really, I see what you're saying now, so thank you. One other question.
Well, now, hold on, Vernon, before you go on. I mean, I just want to say, like, if the government disappeared tomorrow and all we had were companies out there in this sort of decentralized world, there would still be bad actors in charge of companies. You know, people who are in search of power aren't just going to disappear. Like, if by some miracle we can end the idea of the state, if that idea goes away, right? Like, we ended the idea of chattel slavery in the past. That idea has mostly gone away. There's still different forms of slavery. And hang on, Vernon, if you can, we'll bring you back here. But that idea went away, and most people are against the idea of chattel slavery. If we ever get to that point with the state, that's not going to end corruption. That's not going to end violence. That's not going to end people being awful towards one another and corrupt, bad people running businesses. So there are always going to be things to criticize business for. Always. And so when you criticize a business, it doesn't mean that you're, like, against the market. It just means that business sucks, and they need to be talked about.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you, FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Support our international satellite channels at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm.
860-328-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
At 603-283-6160. We're going to go back into your calls, your thoughts. They're welcome. But also want to invite you to coming up this summer. Join us for ForkFest 2021. It's going to be June 28th through July 4th.
At Rogers Campground.
And it sounds like, that's right, beautiful location in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. You definitely want to be there to hang out with some liberty-minded folks. ForkFest is a decentralized camping festival, which means that no one is in charge. And that also means that the Porcupine Freedom Festival can come on in, too. And apparently they've decided to join up and have their festival the same week as ForkFest. We've been promoting ForkFest now for months.
Do they have some peanut butter with their jelly?
Well, I don't know if it was...
it's just a joke, man.
Yeah, I mean, the Porcupine Freedom Festival...
It's an interesting development.
It is, and I'm glad for it, honestly. I think a lot of people are going to be happy about that. There's going to be some people who are grumpy about it, and that's fine.
Sure.
They can have ForkFest whenever they want. I mean, if you want to have ForkFest for 2 weeks, and you know, or 1 week before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, by all means, go ahead. But we've been planning it for the 28th through the 4th, June 28th through July 4th. So we're going to keep going with that plan until there's some reason not to. And I, from what my conversations with some of the Porcupine Freedom Festival organizers have been, they seem like they're okay. You know, that's like that we can all get along. So
as long as we don't have park rangers searching vehicles and riding around
and I talked to them,
perceiving themselves as dangerous on their carts.
And I talked to them about some of those things. And again, I'm not an there's nobody organizing ForkFest, right? It's just I happen to know who these people are who are organizing the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and so I wanted them to know like what my understanding of people who attend the ForkFest want.
Well, there's no one there's no one in charge to tell them, hey, no, you can't have the Porcupine Freedom Festival during ForkFest, and they're welcome to it.
Exactly.
But if they start, you know, actually
trying to
aggressing
lock down
on the ForkFest, then they'd be crossing the line.
Well. Yeah, it's not going to go well.
And I don't think the owner of the property would allow them to.
I encourage them to go in the more open direction, and that's the direction they chose last year. And it was the right choice to make. They
absolutely
made the right
people
choice.
Loved it.
And that started bringing people together again. And I think that this year they're going to be bringing people together again. And I think if we're having both events on the same week, that means more people will come.
True.
Because we'll have more people in the park together, and I think that's a good thing. So if you don't like it, well, you know, again, have ForkFest whenever you want. Anyone can do it.
Yep.
So ForkFest.party, you can learn more about it there. That's ForkFest.party. We go back to Vernon in Louisiana. He was calling in about these, let's call them good little corporate citizens, these obedient companies who are just locking down, clamping down, banning, restricting, you know, turning off comments, all kinds of ridiculous restrictions, and not just on Donald Trump, but on thousands of individuals. They even targeted Ron Paul this week. There's all kinds of people who've been targeted by this, from the large and the influential to the very, very small, and people who just, you know, posted like "stop the steal" or some other thing on their Facebook profile, and they just got sucked up in this vacuum of punishment.
And a lot of people like to say, well, it's fine because, you know, they have competition. Mm-hmm. Someone can just go to Parler or Gap or something like that. Sure. But do they actually have meaningful competition? Competition where that actually matters. You can post there and actually reach a wide audience because that's kind of important.
You couldn't reach a wide audience on Facebook anyway. They just wanted you to think you could.
Sure. But you can on Twitter.
Yeah, I read an interesting article
where
the guy that invented Pirate Bay was saying it, you just can't believe that Parler was as easily taken down as it was, since the Pirate Bay has been, you know, just able to continue to exist for so many years because it's been banned by so many governments and so many places.
Well, I mean,
him that the first time the governments took down the Pirate Bay, it was relatively easy as well.
Well, but hold on, the Pirate Bay has been at this for a long time. I mean, the Pirate Bay has been around for more than a decade, I think, and they've been very successful at you know, continuing to come back from continuous attacks.
I legitimately thought they were dead the last time. I was like, there's no way they're coming back from this.
Honestly, Parler probably didn't know what the hell they were doing. I mean, based on what Michael Hampton, our tech guy behind the scenes, has said, he doesn't think they knew what they were doing. You know, like
that's exactly what the guy at the Pirate Bay said. One last question. What brought Free Talk Live into the 21st century and got rid of your 800 number? I'm just curious.
That's a good question. No one has asked that question on the air yet about what happened to the 800 number. And I guess we can explain it. I mean, ultimately, it's a decision that that I made last month that was sort of a long time coming to change satellite syndicates. So as of the end of, well, actually, as of Monday, we're going to be moving to a new network called the Talk Media Network.
Which is unlikely to affect most of the radio listeners.
Yeah, most people will not ever know. They will have no idea that this has happened.
Except for the fact that the number has changed.
The number has changed, and that's because GCN, oh, he hung up, but thank you for the question. GCN, Genesis Communications Network, who, by the way, I love, and they've been great to us, and this was a really hard decision for me to make. But Genesis Communications is, they've been fantastic. They've been our syndicate, as they call it in the business, our network, for more than 15 years since we started in syndication in 2004. Genesis Communications has been out there putting us up on the satellite for radio stations to get to take us down. So we would not have been able to grow to this point without Genesis, and they've been great. So why would I choose to leave them? Well, Talk Media Network is a newer company, and they've been kind of, you know, they've been
trying to sell themselves to us.
The CEO has been cozying up to us for a while and has been, you know, getting to know us and is very familiar with the product, and he wants us to come on board at Talk Media Network, and he made a pretty good pitch, honestly, and there's a couple things that they have that Genesis just doesn't have, and they've got a larger affiliate relations department, which is a desirable thing. So for listeners that don't know, affiliate relations is the job of contacting radio stations, which I do myself, actually. It's the reason why we have as many affiliates as we have, is because I will call the stations directly and talk to them.
So the phone number, 855-450-FREE, belongs to GCN.
Correct. They own that number. And I don't want it, you know, because I really don't care about toll-free. As he pointed out, welcome to the 21st century, and we have no problem getting phone calls here. Like,
I can't remember the last time anyone ever paid a toll on a long-distance call.
I can remember 20 years ago.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah. Right. Unless you have an old landline with the old system that you're still, like, being grandfathered. If you're 85 years old and you're still renting your phone from the phone company, you know, they used to do that, apparently. I didn't know that until the last decade. But in the old days, when it was, like, Ma Bell or whatever, when it was just one company and they broke that up.
Oh, that's right. That's part of why they had to get broken up, right?
It was all political. I mean, you know, it was created politically. It was broken up politically. And the whole system, the whole phone system is still very political. But so there actually are, like, old people who still pay $5 a month to the phone company to have a phone in their house. And they've been paying that for decades.
That's tragic.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're still stuck on one of those old landline phone plans, then you might pay long distance if you pick up the phone and call us, but it has not reduced the number of calls to the show at all. Ultimately, moving to Talk Media Network is going to hopefully expand Free Talk Live's influence. It does send the message to the industry that, hey, this show's worth picking up, right? Like, because we got picked up by a different syndicate, but it does require us to also reach out to all of our existing wonderful 185-plus affiliates and get them to change the channel on their satellite receiver.
Which evidently isn't easy to do.
That's the challenge here. That is going to be the hard part. But GCN's been great, and we appreciate their support over all the years here. So 603-283-6160.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
I've been hearing Dynavite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And anyway, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dynavite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch an itch, and he started to put weight on.
Dynavite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dynavite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't reconvene the Senate early to accept an article of impeachment, ensuring a trial won't take place until after President Trump leaves office. The House is continuing to debate a second impeachment of President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida saying,
"This president has faced unprecedented hatred and resistance from big media, big tech, and big egos from congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. Before the rioters tore through that glass, Speaker Pelosi stood at that rostrum and tore through the president's State of the Union speech, inciting anger, resentment, division."
The Ohio State University is announcing a discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus. Researchers say this strain carries a mutation identical to the UK variant. You're listening to USA Radio News. Israel is continuing to defend itself in the Middle East.
Israeli warplanes carried out intense airstrikes on eastern Syria early Wednesday, apparently targeting positions and arms depot of Iranian-backed forces. An opposition war monitor said dozens of fighters were killed or wounded. A senior U.S. intelligence official with knowledge of the attack told the Associated Press that the airstrikes were carried out with intelligence provided by the United States. The official said the strikes targeted a series of warehouses in Syria that were being used to store and stage Iranian weapons. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Parler, the social media alternative to Twitter, has reportedly found web hosting refuge after the platform was booted from Amazon's web hosting services. After the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol last Wednesday, Parler became the central target of big tech over allegations that it was hosting content that helped incite the violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
FM on the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm. Toot.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Live, you dial. If you want to join us here at 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian and Aria. And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our email list. There's a sign-up box on, I think, almost every page of the website. So go to freetalklive.com. You'll find that there, and you can sign up, and then you'll be kept in the loop when there are things that you should know about Free Talk Live, like the fact that we just launched a social media website. So you're looking for alternatives to Facebook and Twitter? Well, we just launched one that is basically a total clone of Twitter. It's called Mastodon. And that's the software that runs the site. It's federated, which means it's connected to thousands of other Mastodon sites all around the planet. Unless, of course, those sites decide they don't want to connect to us, which is their right to make that choice.
Sure.
But it's an interesting system. It's more decentralized because of that, meaning that you can sign up for social.freetalklive.com, or you can go to liberdon.com, which is another great libertarian Mastodon server. Maybe there are others. I'm not aware of them.
Who runs Liberdon? Do we know?
I don't know. I've had interactions with the person via the Liberdon admin email address, but he or she only signs it with L, which I presume stands for Liberdon, but I don't know. Yeah. But they've been very helpful, very cool. They were cool with it, so we're going to try to connect the servers together in a more... Like, I think normally you can just reach anyone on anywhere in the so-called Fediverse through Mastodon, but there's also something called a relay server, apparently, which... somehow subscribes the server to the other server's posts.
Okay.
I'm not sure exactly what it does, but we're looking into that.
That would be really cool.
Yeah. So social.freetalklive.com. Jump on over there. Ari and I were both there.
Yep.
You've posted to the site a few times, I think, at this point already.
I have to set up IFTTT. Mm-hmm. I never remember how many T's are. To post more frequently to it.
That would be great.
Because it's just tedious to open, you know, several social messaging apps.
Copy, paste.
It's tedious.
Not worth your time.
No.
Now, it does take a little bit of time to set IFTTT up.
Yeah, but then you're done.
But then you're good. All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Dan. He's on the line in Jackson, Michigan. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Aria.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The first main thing is the protest on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
In Michigan, they just banned open carry at the Capitol.
Really?
At the state building. So I expect some things to happen.
Interesting. Now, Michigan, by the way, for listeners that don't recall, earlier in 2020, there were armed protesters that just went into the Capitol in Michigan, sort of like happened in D.C. the other day. They were in the Capitol building and making a bit of a raucous in there, which was really entertaining. So you're thinking this could escalate?
Yeah, I can't carry a gun because of felonies and other issues, but I think I might just show up there just to see what goes down.
Here's what you can carry. Here's what you can carry. Carry a video camera.
Yeah, I got that.
That's the best thing that you can do because I forget who made the statement, but they say the camera is the new gun, and the police are obviously the police are intimidated by weapons to some extent in large numbers, but they're also intimidated by people seeing the way they behave. And so the best thing you can do is either, and you have a choice, you can either carry a camera that's sort of live streaming, so like a cell phone and streaming out video as it happens, or you can go with more of a fancier...
literate, so I might just be able to record it.
Yeah, or just have a video camera, record it, and then upload it online later. You may not be able to actually upload it to a site like YouTube, given all the restrictions going on out there. But you may want to look into Library, which is a decentralized alternative to YouTube. You can spell that LBRY.com and go and learn more about that before you go out there on Sunday and try that out.
Okay, another thing I need is your email, you know, like, to the people there. I got nobody's email, but he gave it to the guy out in New Mexico. But I was wondering, will he take my email just for questions and comments?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that you can email nobody if you would like. And the best way, of course, to comment is to just call into the show. I mean, you know, there's a lot of hosts that have emails, but we're all here every single night of the week, and we always have open phones. And so this is honestly the best way to get us to comment on things. And that way, when we're having the discussion, more people can hear it than just an email, right? So if one person emails...
There's so many things.
Yeah, well, we're here every single night, Dan. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Look, you know, all of us are really busy, okay? And so, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude here, but honestly, I don't have time to sit there every day and respond to emails. Luckily, I don't get them. Thank goodness. I appreciate our listeners for leaving me alone. I've got an S ton of things to do during the day. And because, you know, we're not just talk show hosts, okay? There's not somebody cutting us a paycheck to come in here and sit in here. We're talking the radio for 3 hours. No, we've all got things to do during the day that keep us very, very busy. So I appreciate you, Dan. And if you got other questions, call in with one every single night. And we'd be happy to talk to you on the air about them. But if somebody if somebody writes me an email with 10 questions, it's like, I'm sorry. I just don't have time for it. I don't.
No, I understand.
Yeah. So let's go on. David in Michigan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
David? Good afternoon or evening.
Hello there. Go ahead.
Oh. Hey, Jackson, Michigan, which is the birthplace of the Republican Party of all places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's my point. With the space, with now that you've had, you know, Talk Media Network and LRN, and what is the limit to how much technology? As far as you guys, you know, you folks know, ahead of us, what is trending and what is going to be the ultimate goal of the media. And I'll listen off the air.
I don't know if I understand the question.
Did you already hang up?
David, are you still there? I think you did hang up. Thanks for the call. Let's try our best to dissect that. What's the goal of the media? Well, it's too general of a question. The media is a differing group of organizations. We're the media, but we're not like the other media.
No, we're not.
Right? We're on the radio, but we're not like the other talk show hosts. Like, we do a talk show that has callers and hosts. We take calls, but we aren't the same viewpoint as you hear. So we're not like your typical media. We're not Fox News, and we're not CNN. We're not even news. It's just a show. So you have to be more specific. What's the media going to do? What's the, you know, news media going to do? Well, there's different people in the news media. Some of them are on the left, some of them are on the right, but almost all of them are pro-state. Almost all of them are going to back the government. They're not. There's no one in the media that I can't imagine there would be hardly anyone else besides Free Talk Live that would have said the things that we've said on the air over the last week about, you know, burning government buildings.
Certainly not.
And things like that.
But, you know, it depends a lot on who in the media you're talking about. And I understand this image of the media as just this monolithic entity, but your average AP reporter or your average, you know, Fox News intern who gets one segment every 6 weeks or whatever, they're just trying to have a career.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start talking about people like who, Robert Murdoch,
the owner of Fox News,
you know, what are his goals? Probably something similar to world domination.
Yeah,
but that's not necessarily shared by that person who does that 5 minute segment every month or whatever.
Yeah, I'll give you an example of that from real life. There's a guy who I won't say who he is, but he's a friend of one of the people that owns a house in this neighborhood, and he lives in New York. He works for Fox, but he's like a big gun guy who's anti-state, like completely. But he works in New York City for Fox News.
You know,
he's like their camera guy or something like that. He does a technical job behind the scenes. So, yeah, a lot of these guys are just trying to make some money. They just want to be in the business and have a career or whatever. But ultimately, because these companies are all owned by mega corporations, you know, that are ultimately friendly with the government, they're going to have a pro-government position. Whether it's Republican or Democrat, it's always for the state.
Yeah.
So that's the direction the media is going to go in. And as the state becomes more controlling, they'll continue to back it. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. You can join.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at LRN.FM.
Free Talk Live. Join us here if you want. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
603-283-6160. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Washington, D.C., and the unprecedented, according to people who know these things, like military types, people who've been in the city, people who've been in charge of these government gangs for a long time. One of them said, when asked by the media, have you ever seen any kind of military presence like this, in or quote-unquote police presence in Washington, D.C., and they said, no, never.
They referred to the National Guard as a police presence?
They did.
That's concerning.
Yeah. Because they're supposedly there to back up the police. So it's a policing mission. And is it the same thing when the National Guard's used in... is it the same thing as martial law?
I think the military acting as the police is literally martial law.
Yeah, that is. And there's supposed to be this thing called posse comitatus that supposedly prohibits that. But is the National Guard actually considered the military?
They're managed by the Pentagon.
I know.
Well, they deployed on foreign soil.
Oh, but do they have an exemption because it's D.C.? So meaning that it's, you know, one thing if they're... Well, no, because doesn't the National Guard, like, weren't they the ones passing out food at the various different food checkpoints
earlier?
They've
done that as well.
In 2020?
Sure.
Is that the same thing as, you know, policing?
I wouldn't think so.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what all the rules are.
Look, if the National Guard wants to distribute food to people... I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, in general, I don't like that the food was, you know, stolen from people and paid for with stolen money and all of that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the most benign thing they could be doing with their time. I'd rather they be doing that than shooting brown kids in the Middle East.
Well, instead, now they're going to possibly shoot people in Washington, D.C. coming up next Wednesday, as the inauguration is expected to happen. That's why they're there.
But I wonder where QAnon is, because this is probably just some master stroke from Donald Trump. He's going to give the command, okay, take out Biden, or some nonsense like that.
So Vincent, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, he's continued to do his show on DLive until they, you know, ban him, which, you know, DLive has already banned several. There was a news story we didn't cover about that, but DLive has cracked down on several of the controversial channels that they have. But Vincent's still there. He's there on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. He's been following along with a lot of this madness, and apparently... apparently, Alex Jones had a guest on recently who actually believes that Trump is going to be inaugurated.
In what world could that possibly happen?
I don't know. There's still people out there who still believe that there's some sort of last-minute thing that Trump's going to, some sort of rabbit Trump's going to pull out of his hat at the last minute and get himself inaugurated for a second term.
The only rabbit that he could pull out of his hat would be before Joe Biden was sworn in to tell the military, you know, you're backing me.
Yeah. And that's not going to, I mean, come on. That's
no, that's not going to happen. And even if it did, I don't think the military would
listen.
Would do it.
Yeah.
I think that would be one time where they actually would not obey orders.
We will see. I'm not going to.
I don't expect any of this nonsense to happen. Let me be clear about
that. The fact that there are
Trump's
still
going to be
people,
crying at his golf course about how he's no longer the president.
Right. But the fact that there are still people who believe that this sort of last-minute Hail Mary or something is going to happen from Trump. I don't know what they're saying, but I'm sure Vincent will be talking about it, I imagine, on his show tonight, which he usually starts after 10 p.m. Eastern on his DLive channel at, I think it's Shire Free Media.
I just don't understand how people can believe in the system that much.
It's a true religion.
Yeah, because they can't accept that Trump lost because that means the system failed them,
mm-hmm.
right? But the system failed them,
well, the
as it was destined
fails.
To do.
Yeah.
But they so strongly believe in it that they can't
it's
just say,
oh, belief.
The system failed.
No.
Oh, it's absolutely a religious belief. You won't get any arguments from me about that.
That sounds strong.
I know a religion when I see one, and the state is a religion.
It's the worst kind of religion.
It's the most violent religion in human history.
I mean, there's plenty of
peaceful
religions.
The Crusades and the Spanish Inquisition don't even come close
no doubt.
To what the state has done.
Well, now, here's another example of...
But the religiosity of the state didn't really begin until the United States came along.
No
one really believed their king was God. I mean, they did. I guess
some people must have.
Yeah, it went back and forth because, like, Nebuchadnezzar declared himself to be king or God or something like that. So, yeah, I guess it did happen. I was incorrect then.
Yeah, there's always been, you know, as I understand it, worship towards those in power. Whether they believed them when they were gods or not is another question, but at times they probably did. So, these corporate masters, we've been talking about them tonight to some extent, and here's another one. Airbnb, according to TheVerge.com, is now blocking all reservations in Washington, D.C. during the inaugural week after regional officials asked people not to travel to the city due to concerns of additional violence.
See, this is what happens. This is why we have to decentralize everything, because Airbnb has power to do this.
Yep.
Okay, well, we need a decentralized Airbnb then.
Absolutely. The company said it was aware of reports, quote, regarding armed militias and known hate groups, unquote, attempting to travel to the region.
Yes, they're called the National Guard.
To disrupt the inauguration. Existing Airbnb reservations in the area are being canceled. So, you thought you were going to go to D.C. and, like, visit your mom or, you know, have that business meeting that you thought you were going to go to? Sorry, you just got your reservation canceled because you might be a terrorist.
I hope no one is seriously planning to go to D.C. to have a business meeting or to visit a family member during the week of the presidential inauguration. It's got to be a circus.
Well, I imagine there aren't that many business meetings happening in person just, quote unquote, due to COVID.
Oh, yeah. Got to socially distance ourselves.
Everybody's got to have their stupid Zoom meetings and all this nonsense. But there are still probably some people who are traveling to see family or whatever. There's still some people traveling, right?
So it's not a good time to travel to D.C., even
during
a normal inauguration.
It's never a good time to go to D.C. I mean, the traffic is hell. The place is institutional. The buildings are ugly. There's government goons everywhere. It's a terrible place.
I've never been.
Oh, don't bother.
I don't want to go.
Yeah, don't bother. I haven't been in more than a decade. The only reason I went there in the first place was because they had a radio convention there a handful of times in, 15 years ago. But it was awful.
Anyway. I also don't want to go to the Vatican.
Right. So guests will receive full refunds, they say, and Airbnb says it'll pay its hosts what they would have earned for the canceled bookings.
Okay.
Yeah. Reservations.
That's good of them, I guess.
Reservations made through Hotel Tonight, a hotel reservation site owned by Airbnb, are also being canceled. So they're not even letting people go to their hotel rooms. Quote, due to the unique circumstances surrounding the 59th presidential inauguration.
The what number?
Says you're 59th.
I don't think that number's correct.
I think they're including the ones prior to 1776.
Or this is the 59th time a president has been inaugurated, even if they were president already?
Probably, yeah.
Why would they even phrase that? Just to make people like us go, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. They're being dorks. Including last week's violent insurrection as well as the ongoing...
Violent insurrection. Yeah. A bunch of angry Republicans ran into a building.
You people haven't seen an insurrection yet, okay?
Clearly they have not.
That was an unauthorized tour.
Yes.
That's what that was.
Look to Afghanistan or Kuwait or Syria if you want to see what an angry insurrection looks like.
They say we're taking the extraordinary step of encouraging Americans not to come to Washington, D.C., and instead participate virtually. Now, this is actually not Airbnb. This was the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and the Maryland governor and Virginia governor saying in a joint statement. Airbnb said yesterday that it was working to ban members of the mob that attacked the Capitol from using its platform. So anyone coming out, anyone getting charged criminally, with this particular incident.
What is the offense here? Trespassing?
Oh, they've
making
got all
government
kinds of
officials feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, they've got all kinds of offenses they're charging these people with. But the point here is Airbnb is declaring them guilty before they've been tried. They're being tried in the media.
Also a good point.
Oh, such and such was arrested for this thing. Well, go ahead and ban them then.
Well, that's typical of a fascist society.
In fact, the guest we had on the show last week, Savage Truth, remember him? He lost his job.
He was the one who was arrested at the governor's house?
Yeah. At the candlelight vigil. The guy arrested at the candlelight vigil for having a candlelight vigil on a public, piece of property. He lost a $200,000 gig that he was about to start. He had been signed a contract for a consulting gig or some sort of construction. He's like in plumbing or something like that. But he got like a sweet gig. He told me about this today. And they canceled it.
That's absurd.
Yeah, he had stopped taking plumbing jobs for his own plumbing business because he was getting ready to literally start this new job. And now that's gone. So he is now without any kind of work as a result of a simple arrest for a protest, a peaceful protest.
A candlelight vigil.
Yeah. So this is absolutely horrifying what's happening to people. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
The LRN.FM social media channels have been revamped. We've eliminated Facebook and focused on other platforms like Twitter and Mastodon, the decentralized alternative to Twitter. On our accounts, you'll find posts from multiple LRN.FM show hosts together in one place. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.lrn.fm, or better yet, move to the decentralized Mastodon social media platform at toot.lrn.fm, toot.lrn.fm. I think you
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.